This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The mayor of New York today is set to make his case that his city needs billions of dollars to prepare for future severe weather. 8 months after Superstorm Sandy, Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to shore up his city amid predictions by scientists of rising sea levels. In Germany, Austria, the Czech Republic, and beyond, residents are living with high water today. Severe flooding has led to the deaths of at least 24 people. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Berlin. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Any sign this flooding is showing any signs of easing?
Easing a bit. The high water levels that we've seen in the last, well, nearly a week now, the highest in some cases for 500 years, they seem to be going back down. But having said all that, there are an awful lot of people still out of their own homes, 23,000 at the last count. There is a heroic effort by local people in lots of places to have human chains getting sandbags to places.
And some of the major train lines to and from Berlin are having trouble.
That's right. I went on a journey on Sunday which should have taken 1 hour on a high-speed train. That's in quotes. It took 3 hours with water as far as you could see on either side. The main line between Berlin and the rest of the country, really, is cut off, and so we're having to go round the affected area. There is also a debate about cost, with some politicians saying, look, landowners have been reluctant to let us do flood protection schemes, for example, and we want to drive through planning permission. One mayor said, for example, the planning procedures have been so long drawn out, the flood protection his village needed so badly isn't due for another 4 years. So a big political controversy as the water maybe starts to recede.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Steve, thank you.
You're very welcome.